gieo mầm yêu thương hạnh phúc đồng hành cùng con trẻ.
You are listening to the Biolingual Fairy Tale series, a product from Cultural House of Youth in Ho Chi Minh City. Hello, dear children. Our story tonight is named The Ugly Duckling. The story is about a poor duckling who had a strange appearance. Because of his differences, he faced a lot of discrimination and bias. Until one day, he found out his true identity. This is a very touching story with a surprising and interesting ending. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Once upon a time, down on an old farm, lived a duck family. And a mother duck had been sitting on a clutch for new eggs. One nice morning, the eggs hatched and out popped 6 chirpy ducklings. But one egg was bigger than the rest, and it didn't hatch. Mother duck couldn't recall laying that 7th egg. How did it get there? Tok tok! The little fellow was pecking inside his shell. Did I count the eggs wrongly? The mother duck wondered. But before she had time to think about it, the last egg finally hatched. A strange-looking duckling with gray feathers that should have been yellow, a black beak and huge feet, gazed at a worried mother. The ducklings grew quickly, but mother duck had a secret worry. I can't understand how this ugly duckling can be the one of mine, she said to herself, shaking her head as she looked at her last born. Well, the great duckling certainly wasn't pretty. And since he ate far more than his brothers, he was outgrowing them. As the days went by, the poor ugly duckling became more and more unhappy. His brothers didn't want to play with him. He was so clumsy. Whenever they played chase, the poor duckling always fell behind and sometimes knocked his sisters and brothers to the ground. All the farmyard folks simply laughed at him. The horses neighed at him and called him names like Blackie Baby and Ugly Duck. The cows whispered the mean words when he walked by. The farm dogs barked and growled at the poor duckling. He never did anything that upset others besides being strange looking. He felt sad and lonely, while Mother Duck did her best to console him. Poor little ugly duckling, she would say. Why are you so different from the others? I don't know what I can do to help you, poor baby. And the ugly duckling felt worse than ever. He secretly wept at night.
Nobody wants me. Nobody loves me. They all tease me. Why am I so different from my brothers?
Then one day, at sunrise, he ran away from the farmyard. He stopped at the pond and began to question all of the other birds.
Do you know of any ducklings with gray feathers like mine?
But everyone shook their heads in pity.
We don't know anyone as ugly as you.
Ugly Duckling did not lose heart, however, and kept on making inquiries. He went to another pond, where a pair of large geese gave him the same answer to his question. What's more, they warned him.
Oh, don't stay here! Go away! It's dangerous! There are men with guns around here!
The duckling was sorry he had ever left the farmyard, but he was still determined to find an answer. Then one day, his travels took him near an old country woman's cottage. Thinking he was a stray goose, she caught him.
Oh, I'll put this in a hutch. I hope it's a female and lays plenty of eggs, said the old woman,
whose eyesight was poor. But Ugly Duckling laid not a single egg. The hen kept frightening him.
Oh, just wait! If you don't lay eggs, the old woman will break your neck and pop you into the pot.
And the cat chipped in.
I hope the woman cooks you. Then I can chew you at your bones.
The poor ugly duckling was so scared that he lost his appetite. Though the old woman kept stuffing him with food and gumbling,
"Well, if you won't lay eggs, at least hurry up and get plump."
Oh dear me,
moaned the now terrified duckling.
I will die of fright first. And I did so when still hoping someone would love me.
Then one night, finding the hutch's door was half closed, he escaped. Once again, he was all alone. He fled as far away as he could. And at dawn, he found himself in a thick bed of reeds.
If nobody wants me, I'll hide here forever.
There was plenty of food, and the duckling began to feel a little happier, though he was lonely. One day at sunrise, he saw a flight of beautiful birds flock overhead, white with long slender necks, yellow beaks, and large wings. They were migrating south.
Wow, if only I could look like them, just for a day, said the duckling, admiringly.
Let's pause for a little bit right here. Can you guess what kinds of birds the ugly duckling just saw? The ones with long slender neck, yellow beak, and white feather? Well, it's alright if you have not figured it out, cause we will meet those beautiful birds again at the end of the story. Winter came and the reed bed froze. The poor duckling left home to seek food in the snow. He dropped exhausted to the ground, but a farmer found him and put him in his big jacket pocket.
Oh, I will take him home to my children. They will look after him. Poor thing, he's frozen.
The duckling was showered with kind care at the farmer's house. The kind family gave him food too, made him a soft bed out of old clothes, and let him sleep near the fireplace to dry his wet feathers. It was the first time in his life that the ugly duckling felt loved. In this way, the ugly duckling was able to survive the long, bitterly cold winter. However, by springtime, he had grown so big that the farmer decided to set him free by the pond. The ugly duckling was terribly sad, thinking that he was about to be alone and unloved again. The children waved goodbye bitterly when the farmer brought him away and said,
"Goodbye, beautiful birdie. We'll miss you."
The ugly duckling was a bit confused.
"Huh, why did they call me beautiful? I am the ugly duckling after all."
That was when the duckling saw himself mirrored in the water.
Goodness! I have changed! I hardly recognize myself.
His ash-colored feathers had turned into silky white, which shines like golden and silver plates in the sunshine. His beak had changed the color to a warm orange. His neck is now long and elegant. He is now no longer a clumsy duckling, but a graceful bird who swam like an elegant dancer. The flight of swans winged north again and glided onto the pond. When the duckling saw them, he realized he was one of their kind, and soon he joined them.
What kind of bird are you?
He asked excitedly.
We were swans, just like you,
they said warmly.
Where have you been hiding?
It's a long story, replied
the young swan, still astounded. It took him quite some time to realize that he was not a strange-looking duck at all. He was indeed a swan. The fellow swans greeted him with respect and kindness, and welcomed him to the new family. He heard children on the riverbank exclaim,
Wow, look at that young swan with glittering feathers! He's the finest of them all!
And he almost burst with happiness. The beautiful swan even went back to visit his duck family in the old farm. It felt like years since he left that place where he was isolated and bullied. Now, when the beautiful, majestic swan stepped into the dirty farm, everyone dropped silence and secretly regretted that they once were so mean to him. He hugged his mother tight and said the last goodbye. Then he returned to his new family, the swan family, and they began to flew south for the winter. This time, he knew he would never be lonely anymore, and that he had found a place where he belonged. What a touching story, don't you think? The young swan had carried the name of the Ugly Duckling for such a long time, and was laughed at by many since he was far too different from a regular duck. However, he never felt discouraged to find his true self. Through the story we just heard, I hope you realize that the difference in appearance is a factor that is easily discussed and made fun of. But it was a very mean thing to do. No matter if it's yourself or someone you know, please remember that deep inside each person there's beauty. And don't forget to love yourself, as every one of us is unique and worthy of love and care. That's the end of our story. I will see you again in another story.
Sehr mom yêu thương, hạnh phúc.